Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In verse 13, the Word of God says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Paul was an interesting guy. He was very highly educated. Paul had one of the best educations you could get in his day. He was trained by one of the top professors in the world, a guy named Gamaliel. He had a fantastic education. He was a Jew, but he was also a Roman. And so among the Jews, he had great acceptance because he was a highly educated Jew. And what's more, he was a Pharisee, which means he was in the ruling class of the Jews, the religious priest kind of class of the Jews. And then he was also a Roman because his father was a Roman. And that gave him all kinds of privilege, all kinds of benefits that ordinary Jews didn't get. So he had the best of both worlds in that regard, and he was extremely highly educated. Now, before he got saved, that didn't help him any. After he got saved, he said he counts it all loss. And this verse here shows us really why. "These things I speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches." What he's saying is, I'm not using fancy language. I'm not using fancy ideas. I'm not being fancy at all with you. I'm being very plain. I'm being very ordinary. I'm being very direct. In 1 Corinthians 2:1, he says, "I came to you not with excellency of speech or of wisdom declaring the testimony of God. I didn't try to impress you." Why is that? Paul kept things very simple. He didn't try to impress anybody. He kept it very simple. And he says in 1 Corinthians 3:19, "The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God." There's a temptation sometimes. You guys probably haven't experienced it yet. But the farther along you get in life, the more you'll encounter this. Don't be swayed by it and recognize what it is when it happens. Some people, sometimes Christians, sometimes non-Christians, will try to speak in such a way that they sound higher than anybody else, that they sound very sophisticated or educated or what have you. They want to sound that way either to make an impression or to take authority where they don't have any. Don't be swayed by that. Don't enter into it. Keep it simple. Things with God are always very simple. Keep it simple. As you get to know God, the older you get, the more you'll get to know Him. Remember, if it ever gets complicated, you're doing it wrong. Keep it simple. If life decisions and life situations get too complicated, and sometimes people say, "Oh, this is a very complicated situation." I had somebody say that to me not long ago. "This is a very complicated situation." No, it's not. There is no such thing as a complicated situation. Complicated situations happen when I complicate them. The situation itself is very simple, and usually I think it's complicated because I don't like what God has to say about the situation, and I'm trying to find a way around what God has to say in it. And they'll say, "Well, this is a very complicated situation." No, it's not. It's very simple. Keep it simple. Don't ever think that your life with God is going to be complicated. It's not. It's simple. God couldn't make it any more simple than it actually is. It's never complicated. If it's complicated, you're doing it wrong. Simple as that. If it's complicated, you're doing it wrong. God is very simple. In 1 Corinthians 1:27, God selects, which means deliberately chooses, what in the world is foolish to put the wise to shame. You get these people, and you're going to see this in college, guarantee it. You get these people who think they're all that and a bag of chips with their brains. And God's looking at them and He's saying, you are so utterly clueless. But they think they're really smart. Never get intimidated by somebody's education, by the way. The Word of God is the highest form of education. Learn the Word of God, you'll be the smartest person in the world. The Word of God is the great wisdom that exists. But you get some guy with an alphabet soup behind his name, whatever, Joe Schmo, PhD, MBA, whatever, all that stuff, you know, Campbell's soup thing. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. All it means is that they sat in class for a very long time. That's it. You're sitting in class right now and it seems like a long time. Well, they did more of the same. And that's it. A great education does not mean great understanding, nor does it mean great wisdom. It just means that, I don't know, if it's a biologist, they learned all about proteins and cell structures and membranes and what have you, genetics. And that's useful in its place, but that doesn't give you wisdom. With God, who created everything, He kept it simple. When you see somebody who tries to impress you with their fancy flowery speech, remember this. Einstein, who was probably one of the smartest people to have ever lived, had a very great approach. He said, if you cannot say it simply, you don't understand it. So you get these professors and whoever, they get so complex and if you can't say it simply, you don't understand it. Because God keeps it simple. God made everything to be simple. Notice that the people who stop believing God tend to complicate things. Well, God created the universe. Well, if we examine what these things say. No. God created the universe. It's that simple. Science says it. Don't try to complicate it. God created the universe. He said it first. He said it first because He did it. And then science, figure it out, said God is right because God created the science. Keep it simple. What happens if you fail? Well, then you tell God about your failure and you forget about it. That's what God says to do. Keep it simple. Sometimes people, well, if I fail, I have to do 10 different things. No, God didn't say that. Man tries to complicate it. God says, keep it simple. What happens if you pray? Well, God, answer my prayer. I don't know. No, keep it simple. Don't complicate it. God will answer your prayer because God said He will answer your prayer. It's that simple. Keep it simple. Can I get to know Him? He is so... No, He lives in your heart. Yes, of course you can get to know Him. He loves you. He chose you. He accepts you. Don't ever get condemned or guilty about anything thinking that He'll reject you. He will not. Keep it simple. God loves you. Keep it simple. Yes, but I'm like this. You're complicating things. Keep it simple. We get in trouble when we don't keep it simple. We do well when we do keep it simple. Remember this, guys. Always keep it simple. It's never complicated. Somebody who thinks they're all that, God's gonna choose the one that everybody thinks is a putz. That's the one God's looking for. The one who's this world genius with this phenomenal education. I'm not saying God doesn't love those people or He can't use them. Of course He can. But with Paul, who had that phenomenal education, God threw the whole thing out, including his religious education. He threw the whole thing out. And He said to him when he got saved, okay, let's start all over again. And in Paul's case, Jesus Himself taught him for 3.5 years in the desert. And so, God had to teach Paul to keep it simple. God is teaching us to keep it simple. The Word of God says, what the Word of God says, always keep it simple. The Word of God says in Hebrews 11:19, in the second half of the verse, wisdom is justified by her children. Sometimes people will not understand what you're doing. I remember when I went to Bible college, a lot of people that I knew at the time, because I went not too long after I got saved, people were like, why are you going to Bible college for? What are you going to get out of Bible college? What's that going to do for you? Are you going to make a living in Bible college? They're complicating things. I knew God wanted me there, so I went. Period. I kept it simple. But people will sometimes try to complicate things for you. They look at you and say, you know, you're not complicating this enough. And they will call it, you're not thinking it through. You're trusting God. You're not thinking it through. No, I'm keeping it simple. Your thinking through is foolishness to God. Don't ask me to be a fool. But that's what people will do sometimes. They will ask you to be a fool. They don't know they're asking you to be a fool. They don't mean any harm by it. But they, in truth, are asking you to be a fool when they say, make it complicated. Don't trust God. No, trust God. Make it simple. That's the reality of the matter. Trust God. Make it simple. Scientists do this all the time. They like to complicate things. As a matter of fact, they like them so complicated that they'll take normal things and make them sound complicated just so they will sound scientific. It's called Latinizing words. They do that all the time. They do that, for example, with elements. They find some element. A guy found a new element, called it Einsteinium. Einsteinium? What in the world is Einsteinium? It's an element. Yes, no kidding. It's like I find a clock and I call it clockium. So it sounds Latin. It makes it complicated, sounds sophisticated and scientific. No, keep it simple. Keep it really, really simple. Einstein, for example, when he did his major theories, I mean, that guy changed our entire understanding of everything, pretty much. He said, what would happen if a train was going down the tracks? What? A train? Don't you mean some atomic fusion, whatever? No, I mean a train going down the tracks. What would that billboard look like? He kept it simple. By keeping it simple, he became absolutely brilliant. The Bible does the same thing for us. You keep it simple with the Bible and you become absolutely brilliant. Always keep it simple. Never say to yourself you can't or you don't. Keep it simple. Right, guys? Keep it simple. If you keep it simple, you'll have wisdom. Wisdom is lost when it becomes complex. And then the wisdom that you have, that you use, will justify what you've done. In other words, the outcome, in the end, will justify the decisions. If you have real wisdom. It's found in simplicity. It's not found in complexity. Keep it simple. In Matthew 18:3, Jesus says, unless you change your mind, turn around about your lifestyles, about the way you've been going, and he's talking to unbelievers, and become like little children. And by that, he means they're trusting and they're loving and they're forgiving and they're lowly. They don't think all that much about themselves. I'm not saying that they see themselves in a bad way. They don't see themselves. They just don't think that much about themselves. He says, unless you become like little children who keep it really simple, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be saved. There's a difference between salvation and the kingdom of God. Some people use it interchangeably, but it's not always interchangeable. He's talking about you can't have the government of God taking place in your life. In other words, you won't listen. You won't obey God unless you become like a little child. Why? Because you're going to look at the situation and you're going to evaluate it. And you say, in my great wisdom and experience, I think it's going to be like this. The problem is you have no idea. I don't know what's really going on. Some guy cuts me off on the road. I may not like it, but I don't really know why he's doing that. Maybe he's rushing to the hospital. I don't know. Or maybe he's just a bad driver. But I have no idea which one it is. And so you can't ever go into the situation where you trust what you can see or hear as giving you all of the information. God says you don't do that, but what God will do is He'll give you wisdom. He may not give you information, but He will give you wisdom. And that's different than information. Wisdom is when you have God's mind on things. What does God see in this? What does God think of it? Then you have wisdom. What would God do? Really, I should say, what would God have me do, and when should I do it? That's wisdom. That only comes from God. Because we don't really know the story with things. You encounter a person who's giving you a hard time, and you say, oh, what a jerk. Yeah, they might be just a jerk, or maybe there's a reason why they are the way they are that I don't know about. But when I keep it simple, God says, well, love people. Just be patient and kind with them. I don't like them. That's complicating it. That's not how I feel. That's complicating it. That's not my preference. That's complicating it. Keep it simple. God says simply love people. Be patient and kind with people. Well, what if I do that and they do this? Or what if I'm kind to somebody and they get all fat-headed? You're complicating it. That's not your business. Keep it simple. It's that easy. It's just keep it simple. You know what happens when you keep it simple? You have good blood pressure. So just keep it simple. You're always going to be better off in life keeping it simple. God wants us to keep it simple as a child would keep it. Don't change it. God knows how it works best. Don't change it. Just keep it simple. In Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might, it's not what I can do, and it's not how much I can do. It's not by power, it's by the Spirit of God. It's not what I can figure out, it's not how smart I am, it's not how clever I am, it's not how perfect I am. It's none of those things. It's by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit will guide me, He'll teach me, He'll make sure that I have what I need, He'll make sure that I do the things that I do. What do I do? I just ask Him. Proverbs 3:5, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and He'll direct your path. Just ask Him. And so you keep it simple. You don't have to worry about what you know, what you don't know. Just keep it simple. You're in a situation you don't know what to do. Say, Holy Spirit, cause me to make the right decision. And then you can trust Him and you make the best decision you can. And you don't worry, was this right? Was this wrong? No. Did you ask God? Yes. Don't complicate it. It's that simple. You ask Him, He'll guide you. He'll make sure that you make the right decisions. It's simple. Don't complicate it. Life is much easier when you keep it simple. Because it was never created to be complicated. So if I'm complicating it, I'm doing it wrong. In Luke 8:50, God told people, simply believe. That's it. Simply believe. What do I go? God, what am I going to do? Believe. In this situation right here in Luke, my kid is sick. What am I going to do? Believe. You're having a difficult time in school. What am I going to do? Just believe God. Simply believe. Later on in college, I'm having a tough time in college. Just believe God. You got a job later on in life. What am I going to do, God? Just believe God. Just believe. It's that simple. Keep it simple. It's that simple. Never complicate things. Keep them simple with God and your relationship with God in particular. Never make it complicated. It's made to be simple. God designed it that way. So always keep it simple. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.